Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley, North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 19th of July 2010. Well, last week was a real rollercoaster week on the markets. This was simply because there were two or three competing forces that drove the market back and forth. The first were US earnings, and this is always going to be a hot topic this week. In the first part, they're generally upbeat, with great results from Alcoa and many tech stocks. But that was offset on Friday by rather uninspiring results from some of the US financials and Google in particular. And then by about middle to the end of the week, we started to get economic data coming through. And this, particularly in the US, was generally much weaker than expected. Consumer sentiment was down in the US, as were retail sales, business sales were down. And at the end of the week, the FOMC in the US downgraded its economic forecasts to show growth slowing, which was a bit of a downer for the markets. Conversely, in Japan, the Bank of Japan raised its outlook for the economy and growth. And then also we had the ongoing debt crisis. On the one hand, we saw an auction of Greek debt, which is well received, which is a bit surprising. And that certainly boosted global markets and the euro as well. But then Portugal was downgraded by Moody's a couple of notches, and that had the opposite effect, of course. As a result, most markets moved up or down less than 1% on the week. It was rather a case of a lot of sun and fury signifying nothing. In summary, it was a very mixed week of conflicting data and market pressures. And I think this is likely to continue for some time to come. So don't expect any clear direction on the market until we see some firmer figures coming through on economic data and a clearer idea of what's going to happen with earnings, both in the quarter just gone and the forthcoming quarters. The big event this week is on Friday, when we see the results published of the stress tests of 91 Eurozone banks. If okay, this could put the Eurozone back on the path to stability. This is very similar to what happened in the US when the US carried out similar tests on their banks. Once everyone knew where everyone stood, it added stability. And there's a lot of evidence that people at the moment are standing on the sidelines in the market in the Eurozone, waiting for clear direction and guidance from these tests. So look out for the results of this next Friday. Or this Friday, the 23rd. Personally, for me, last week was very enjoyable. A couple of parties. I took the children to see Shrek 3D, which is great. Saturday, we spent on Runswick Bay with the kids, dogs, kites, etc. Yours truly even swam in the North Sea, and I think refreshing is the appropriate adjective for that. It was very chilly. The incongruous sight of a beach wedding, of the bride in white, being investigated by all our dogs, which was embarrassing. For me, this week is a mix of holiday and work, with three client meetings towards the beginning of the week, which is great, but quite surprising for this time of year. But some time at home towards the end of the week. So that's it, but before I go, a quick reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. You should contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is 448184. And of course, you can always find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org. And finally, please do remember that you can always RSS these audio clips simply by clicking on the button on the AudioGoo website to have a notification immediately on your web browser or your email client. Okay, that's it for me. Take care, and I'll speak to you next week.